Good Saturday morning and welcome to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell in with you this morning on a gloomy type Saturday. It could be worse. A little chilly. It's going to be cold tonight, I think, down to in the 30s tonight. But warmer weather ahead. Remember to spring forward tonight. Daylight savings time tomorrow. Longer days when the sun is shining. More sun. So remember that, or you'll get up and you'll be the only one somewhere, or everybody is. Would you be the only one there, or everybody else would be there longer than you? I didn't think about that before I said that, but anyway. Baseball opens up Monday afternoon right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. Hardin County will take on Christian Brothers at 4 p.m. in Boonville, Mississippi, and then the nightcap, Hardin County and Ripley at 6 p.m. Coach Harville will be in just a few. We'll talk to him about the season opener, about preseason, some scrimmages that he's had leading up to the opener on Monday. Lady Tiger softball also will be at home and open up their season versus Riverside. First pitch at 5 p.m. So all the spring sports are getting their games on and getting their season started. Had a great time last week for the spring sports special. We were live at Tiffany Jones Realty, and I appreciate Tiffany and Brad inviting us down. Had a big time, had a live audience. It's been a while since we did Sports Talk in front of a live audience when we were at Jones Nissan. That was our home for a long time. We always had a live audience there. But appreciate Tiffany and Brad allowing us to come down there. Man, food everywhere, people everywhere, coaches everywhere. I appreciate all the coaches that came in to talk about their particular sport, and learned a lot too. So it was a good Saturday, and I had a lot of fun down there. Look forward to that every year. Let's see what else is going on. Wayne County girls lost yesterday in the state tournament. And the Clifton boys, they'll start their bid for a state championship next week. So congratulations to Wayne County girls for making it to the state, and Clifton boys, our neighbors over toward the east. That may have been, I was talking to somebody about that, going to the state tournament and doing the games. When Hardin County was in the state tournament, we go over there, the ladies, and they defeat, I think it was Bearden. Knoxville Bearden, I think is who it was. Number one team in the state. We go over there and put them out day one and had a really good game day two. Just couldn't get the momentum back. But, man, what a fun time. That's the most exciting thing that I've been a part of as a broadcaster is going these playoff games, and you know, you got a huge amount to play for, and you're playing against good teams. The crowd was unbelievable, and that was during COVID stuff, so there weren't as many people there that probably could have been there, but nonetheless, I mean, the level of excitement, the level of the game, the pressure of the game, being down on the floor. Me and little Bob Axson were a part of that. Unfortunately, Bill was sick and couldn't be the play-by-play guy for that season. But, man, what a fun time. So congratulations to Wayne County girls and Clifton boys they'll start theirs next week, and Clifton got put, I mean, Wayne County got put out yesterday. So let's take a time out. When I come back, we'll get Coach Harville in here, and we'll talk some Hardin County baseball as we get you set for the upcoming season. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell in with you. Kristen over at the station. We're trying to navigate through this Saturday. Long night for me. I was just telling Coach Harville, Chad, I'll bring you in. I had a long night last night. Did some binge watching on Netflix. You ever do that?
Occasionally, yes. Especially during that snow week. It was a good week to some TV.
Well, that's all you could do, isn't it?
No doubt.
But I've been watching this show, this episode, and you're a golfer or used to be. I don't know if you get to play much anymore, but
I haven't swung the sticks in about 3 years. It's been a while.
Well, I like to play you on a Saturday.
I hear you.
That may be the only time I can beat you. But have you heard the documentary of Full Swing? Is what it's called.
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, season two's out.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing for a couple of days. So I finished it up last night. Got in bed about 2. Interesting show. It's interesting to watch these professionals and how we perceive they live their life. And you've been there on a baseball perspective, and how they watch their life, and everything looks glamorous, but sometimes it's not so glamorous.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, each guy has their own different lifestyle, but they can definitely be different, and they're not all glamorous. And even the superstars, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that nobody realizes. And guys do a pretty good job of masking throughout the season.
Well, that's an interesting thing you said, because I was wondering, you know, especially on a team, when you play, I mean, do you have a certain group of guys that kind of just hang out, or the superstars, they come in, they do their thing. They may say, "Hey, Chad," and walk on, or they may just look at you and walk on and do their thing.
Yeah, for the most part, I was pretty fortunate. I had some really good teammates throughout the years. I mean, I definitely played with a lot of superstars, and, those guys picked their times when they would go to dinner and go out with groups. And you do have your guys that you generally hang out with every day, but a lot of those superstar guys, they've got other things going on throughout the day, not just waking up and going to lunch and then going to the ballpark. They've got some appearances they got to make, radio talks and things like that. So there's a lot going on, and it's definitely neat to sit back. As obviously I was not a superstar by any means, so it's neat to sit back sometimes and watch those guys navigate their day, because they're totally different than just role players like myself.
Well, they're entities of their own, and then they've got people handling them all the time. I mean, you be here, and you got people taking care of you. And I just wonder how much that affects a season as you go throughout, especially baseball. Baseball's a long season; it's a grind, and I wonder how much that affects some of these guys to perform. What is it, 100-plus games?
Yeah, no doubt. Some of those guys are just driven by some of that stuff. You know, some guys don't like it at all, but some guys, you know, feed off of it, and they use that as their fuel. So, like I said, each guy handles it a little different.
Well, let's get to Hardin County baseball as the season begins on Monday, March the 11th. We'll be in Boonville, Mississippi. Looks like it's going to be a nice day for baseball. And but before we do that, let's go back a bit. Of course, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the upcoming season and the expectations of this season, and you had some injuries that you were having to deal with. So from a couple of weeks ago to today, how do you look health-wise as far as your team goes?
Well, we had a very productive week just on the field in general, just practicing. Attitude was great. Some team building stuff, some just, you know, what are our goals and things like that. So very productive. Coaches got after it. I mean, we had really energetic practices. And then we had a few guys that are on the mend and gotten a lot closer in the last week and a half of being able to just help us tremendously in week one. You know, 2 weeks ago, there was some uncertainties there of a couple guys with their health, and we made some strides this week. So looking forward to getting into a busy week. We got five games opening week, so it's going to be a busy week and challenging mentally and physically because it gets tiring in this first week.
Yeah, as you go through this first week, you got a pretty tough schedule in March. I was looking at the schedule. We'll go over that in a little bit. But you got five games this week, so probably a lot of arms. So pitching-wise, are you going to work on a pitch count with certain pitchers? You're going to try to let them go full games, or you know, you're just going to see how it feels?
Well, I usually see how it feels. I mean, we, you know, kind of gauge, you know, how difficult the inning was. If we start running pitch counts up, you know, we've had some of those discussions already in the last week of pitch counts. All our arms feel good. You know, we had several guys throw bullpens yesterday and get ready and prep, and everybody seems to be good, and everybody gets excited to play this time of year, man. They, you know, actually the high school season actually could have started this past week. So there's some teams that got to play a few games this week. And then, so, you know, everybody gets excited this time, and you see the energy level change because everybody gets tired of practicing and that daily structure of practice, and everybody's excited to play.
Yeah. And you've had a couple of scrimmage games in the last couple of weeks. Let's see, this past week, TCA, and then last Saturday was South Gibson. So comparing your team to those two teams and the ones that you played over at Adamsville, you know, where do you think you're at?
Yeah, TCA was missing a few guys from injuries, too. They had a couple guys that were injured, and then South Gibson rolled in there on Saturday, and I knew what they would be. They were a state tournament team last year, so they were solid. They were older. Played with a lot of energy. They're going to be good on the mound. So, you know, it was a good gauge of where we're at. And I think our guys realized we got our work cut out for us because that particular day they got off to a pretty good start. So we had to fight back, and we did. We fought back, didn't give up by any means, and then but had to play a little cleaner, had to play with a little bit more urgency. We discussed those things this week against those quality teams that – you just can't sit back and wait for a big inning. You got to kind of jump on them and be ready from pitch one. So so that was a good talking point, good competition for us on Saturday, and then allowed us to see what we need to work on. And we were able to get on the field 3 days this week. So it was really nice. Had some lengthy practices, so got a lot of quality work done.
All right, let's take a time out. We'll take a look at what's ahead next week and also what's ahead for – the Tigers as we move into the first month of March as the season gets rolling on Monday at 4 p.m. Let's take a quick time out. This is Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back after. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. I'm Steve Cornell in with you, as always, every Saturday morning, and been doing this since this past August. Went through football, basketball season, now headed into baseball season, and we're talking with Coach Chad Harville of the Hardin County Tigers. And Coach, we were talking about getting prepared for this week. One thing I wanted to touch on that's different, and I don't know about when you play, but when I was there, there's a lot more detailed work that is going on behind the scenes other than playing the games. I can remember pretty much a practice consisted of taking some infield, going over some situations, taking BP, chasing, you know, fly balls around, and then that was it, and you come back and do it the next day. But that's not the way it is anymore. I know this personally. I mean, you've got meetings, you've got people up in the press box at times and on the chalkboard and figuring strategy out. So things are a little bit different than they were, say, about 100 years ago. It seems like.
It's part of like how I like to operate practice, because I mean, you know, trying to be efficient. We do have some long practices, I'm not going to lie. There's times where we have short practices, we get a lot done. So my practice structure is structured every day, down to the minute, you know, and sometimes we run longer than that. We run into BP sessions and want to get a little extra things done. But, you know, my whole goal of practice is make sure my coaches know what's going on, who they're going to work with that day, you know, and, you know, make sure our players are doing something at all times. You know, I've always said this, you know, baseball can be a boring sport if you're not staying engaged and doing things constantly. So that's my goal, is a guy that's, you know, needing extra work, needing extra reps. He's getting those in during practice. You know, and the tough part about what we do as a high school coach is, once you start season, it's a, you know, 8-9 week season. There's not a whole lot of practice time from here on out. So you play, and the days that you don't play, you probably need to rest. So you're limited in practice time. You know, I tell our coaches, we're not gonna cover everything before game one. That's almost impossible. You use this first week, see what we need to work on, see what we need to improve, see what we're grasping, and what can we take to the game that you've been practicing, and then, you know, hit on the high points when we do get an opportunity to practice again.
Well, you know, I remember talking to Coach Geyer, and he mentioned one time, we were talking about the difference in, you know, a football coach where you got a whole week to prepare for one team on a Friday night. And then he said, you know, we've got two or three teams that we have to prepare for. It's the same thing with baseball. You have five games this week. So you got five teams that you have to prepare for. So as the season goes, I mean, do you get a scout on each team, or, you know, how does that work for you in baseball where you got so much going on in a week where you might play four or five games?
Well, the positive is technology helps us that for those purposes, because we've already, you know, we've scouted Christian Brothers hasn't played yet, but we've scouted some other teams that we got to play. And you know, you can get an idea of what guys do, if they strike out a lot, if they like to walk, if they run the bases, how their pitching staff's performed over the first 2 weeks. But technology has helped that. And then, you know, we get in our district games, you know, I love to have eyes on and be able to see, you know, what my eyes tell me versus what somebody else is telling me, or somebody that's doing game changer on the computer. So yeah, we do a lot of scouting. We do that. Now baseball's a little different because it also depends on who you've got on the mound that day. So, you know, you have to take that consideration of, you know, what scouting reports you're getting, what teams they've faced, what kind of arms they've seen. You know, they may be scoring a lot of runs, but they may not have been seeing very good pitching. So we have to gauge those things. That's probably a little different than basketball and football a little bit. So I gauge those and take all that in consideration.
Do you get as detailed as a particular player, a particular infielder, a particular pitcher, their tendencies, or is it just a team scout as a whole?
No, it's individual. I mean, even if I'm coaching a game and I hear somebody, a player, say something, or a coach say something, you know, I'm writing those notes down in my notepad in the dugout, because that may come in handy late in the season. It's a team, but it's also individual. You know, whether a guy likes to shade or play deep or how his arm is, we've got a coaching staff that really pays attention to all those details and gives feedback and writes their own personal notes in. So When it gets down to district time and tournament time, I spend a lot of time really going back and figuring out the positioning and what we've seen throughout the season and what they've done throughout the season.
Man, it's come a long way because I can remember just trying to figure out what my sign was at third base when I was in the at the plate.
Well, now we're still doing that too.
Yeah, I know, so, but sometimes it got really complicated.
We got a combination of all that going on, and that's what I said. When, you know, I tell our guys, we had a conversation the other day, is, you know, how you've acted now versus how you act when the bell rings and it matters, you know, is what is really going to be the telltale sign. So, you know, first pitch game one against Christian Brothers on Monday, how are you going to handle adversity? How are you going to handle a good quality team, and what can we do?
Well, you know, I can remember going from high school to where the signs were very simple. You know, usually you rub the left thigh, right shoulder, you know, there's an indicator, usually the bill of the hat. And then when I got into college, I mean, you got to sit there and add and subtract, you know, the left side from the right side. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know. I'm just going to swing and see what happens, you know. But, yeah, things are a whole lot different than they used to be. Let's get into the season. Opens up on Monday. Like you said, you're excited. I know your team's excited. You've been practicing. You've been doing all this stuff, and all the hard work that is put in comes together on Monday. And what an opener that you have, Christian Brothers in Ripley over in Boonville, Mississippi, and then Choctaw County. You'll play that at Kossuth. So on Monday and Tuesday. But Christian Brothers in Ripley, you can't ask for two better teams to open up with, I guess, in a season. I mean, you're going to see what you got right off the bat.
Yeah, no doubt. Christian Brothers is going to be solid. We play them at Northeast Community College, which is a really nice place, full turf, really nice stadium. And then we have Ripley, Mississippi right after that. So, you know, nice stadium, good quality competition day one. Shouldn't be any problem getting excited and being fired up to play, that's for sure. It's supposed to be decent weather, especially for game one. And we get the time change, so that gets us a little bit more sunshine. So, Ripley, Mississippi, they've been playing for 2 weeks, so they got 2 weeks under their belt, so they're going to feel pretty comfortable. It is Christian Brothers' first game, so they'll be first game nerves for everybody. They'll have their they've got a kid that's committed to South Carolina on the mound more than likely, so it'll be a challenge day one and see what we've done over the last month preparing for this, and then we got Riverside at their place on Thursday, and then our home opener is scheduled for Friday the 15th against Riverside. Showing rain that day, so potentially it could push back to Saturday. We'll just have to kind of see how that goes throughout the week.
And then, you said Riverside, and they're always a quality team over there. And then Monday we'll go to South Gibson, and you've already had a preview of them. And then Tuesday, Loretta, I guess around here. Friday, Bolivar, and then Chester County get into district play on the 25th and the 26th, and then Loretta again, and then in March with Scottsdale. So what are you kind of hoping to come out with this record-wise, or is that not really your deal right now? You're not really worrying about your record, just worrying about taking care of some of these quality teams that you're facing the first month of baseball season.
I think that first month for us is worry about ourselves, you know, worry about what we can control and worry about doing the little things that we've talked about over the last, you know, several months. So that's important. I mean, yeah, you want to win, no doubt. We're taking the field to win. We're taking the field to produce offensively, defensively, and on the mound. So, definitely challenging schedule, quality competition, and then just our guys got to show up every day. You know, they got to show up every day ready from pitch one. You know, like I said, in baseball, you may take your lumps certain days, but how you rebound, how you respond, and those are important factors to how we'll evaluate what guys are going to be able to do early. I'd like to get some of my younger guys in early in the year and see what they can do. Prepares them for later in the year when we're going to need them too, especially tournament time and extra arms, things like that. So, definitely a challenging first month.
All right, let's take one last quick break, Chad, and then we'll wrap it up here in just a few minutes with you. I know you got things to do, but if you'll just hang in there with me, I need to get a break right quick. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell, in with Chad Harville. Coach Harville, the head coach of the Hardin County Tigers, as they get going on March the 11th over in Boonville, Mississippi, and we'll be there with them as Greg White and Clark Jones will have the call. First pitch set for 4 p.m. and then the nightcap around 6:30 as they'll take on Ripley, Mississippi, and then we'll be back over there on the 12th as they'll take on Choctaw County in Kossuth, Mississippi. Kossuth is a little old bitty town, but they produce a lot of good athletes throughout there, football, basketball, and baseball. So looking forward to getting the season started. And, Chad, I know you are too. And real quick, I wanted to look at our district before I got you out of here. Chester County, Southside, Lexington, McNary, and Northside, and, of course, Hardin County. Real competitive district. How do you look at it top to bottom as far as our district goes?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a competitive district. A lot of teams that were younger last year, like McNary and Lexington, were younger. You know, even Southside, you know, they're all going to be better. There's no doubt about it. All their arms got better, probably got better in depth. So, once again, just got to take care of ourselves, stay healthy, and go out there and compete like we normally do. You know, our guys that we have on our team, we compete. We're going to compete. So that's all I can ask for them every day, and trust that we've, as coaches, covered stuff. And then, you know, I tell them, you know, we can't go do it for you. They got to go do it. And we make adjustments as we go, and just looking forward to getting cranked up.
Well, I missed you last week. I appreciate you coming on this week as you get your season started. You missed a full house last week. I mean, we had a live audience in there.
Well, that's what I heard. What I heard.
I mean, it was really nice. Had a lot of stuff to eat and a lot of coaches in there, and then a lot of people just hanging out. So I know you had a game to attend, but anyway, I appreciate you coming on, and best of luck this season, and we'll talk as we get rolling through here throughout the 2024 season. I wish you the best of luck starting on Monday. At 4 p.m., it'll be Hardin County and Christian Brothers from Boonville, Mississippi. Hey, Chad, have a great Saturday. Once again, appreciate your time, and we'll talk.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. That's Coach Chad Harville, Hardin County High School Tiger baseball head coach. And we'll take a real quick time out when we come back. We've got some more stuff to talk about right here on Sports Talk for this Saturday morning. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Hey, do you wanna party? Hey, honey, sometimes you just need to let a song just play out. Oh, man. I appreciate Coach Harville being in this morning as they prepare for the 2024 season. Lady Tiger softball opens up next week as well. As Riverside will be over here starting at 5 p.m. will be the first pitch for them. And then tennis starts on the 11th. Soccer is coming up along with track and all kind of spring sports going on. And if you missed anything from last week, the spring sports special, or a couple of weeks ago, our in-depth interview with Coach Harville, you can go to WKWXFM.com. The Sports Talk podcast are there. You can go to that site and listen to any of our sports talks that you might have missed, or if you just want to catch a game, we got it archived there as well when we stream. So, in talking about streaming, baseball is a little bit different. They play so many games. The times are so different. The places that we go are different, and it makes it kind of difficult to stream games when you go to these high school fields. Number one, you don't know if you're going to have enough service to do it. Number two, you don't know if you're going to have power to be able to do it without carrying some kind of big generator. So there's a lot of factors that go into whether or not we can stream games, and baseball seems to be the most difficult one to do that because most of the fields are not set up for that. They're really not set up to do baseball. We have to sit outside a lot of times, just sit out by the fence. And then, too, the logistics of the camera work, even at our own park out here, as nice as it is out here at the city park, unbelievable facilities. It's tough because, you know, the press box, you got a fence right in front of you, and it makes it difficult. And, too, unfortunately, right now, I'm the one that does the streaming, so I can't go four or five times a week. I have a real job that I have to do, but we will do some. And, when I do a couple of games, whenever that is. And also, we're going to try to get some softball games on as well. We got an avenue to do that, either on the radio or on a website. So we'll be doing that throughout the season as well, as we'll follow both teams as closely as possible. But anyway, that's the deal on the streaming. Coming up this afternoon at 2:30, the Ball Network will take over. The pregame show starts for Kentucky and Tennessee in Knoxville, senior day. Tennessee wrapped up the SEC regular season in South Carolina this past week. You could have heard it right here on 93.5 FM. You can hear the basketball game today between Tennessee and Kentucky. Tip-off time is at 3 p.m. So there's a lot of things getting started as we get into March, and looking forward to our spring sports here at Hardin County High School. I think, Kristen, we're going to get off a little early today. Yeah, a little bit early. We go over all the time. We'll get off a little bit early on this Saturday morning. But like I said, I appreciate everyone tuning in to Sports Talk each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Thanks to Coach Harville for being here today. Tennessee basketball coming up this afternoon. And then catch Hardin County baseball at 4 p.m. on Monday, as we'll be in Boonville, Mississippi, taking on Christian Brothers, and then Ripley, Mississippi at 6:30. So that's going to do it for me on this Saturday morning. We're going to get out of here a little bit earlier. I got things to do. And so I hope you have a great Saturday. And maybe it'll warm up tomorrow and people can get out and about. I think I'm going to go home and rest. Like I said, I did a little binge watching on Full Swing. If you're a golfer or you like golf or you're just interested in stuff like that, go check it out. It's on Netflix. I think it's 6 or 7 episodes. They're about 40 minutes long. So go check that out if you're interested in that. It's pretty neat to watch all these guys and how they navigate their lives and their seasons and what goes into how they become professional golfers, because that's a hard thing to do. That's one of the hardest sports ever. But anyway, it's easy for some folks. I'm just speaking for myself, that's all. But I got to get out of here on this Saturday morning. Once again, thanks for tuning in. If you missed anything, go to WKWXFM.com or download the WKWX app. So for Kristen over at the station and Coach Harville, I'm Steve Cornell saying so long, have a great Saturday, and go Vols.